Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. There goes Pesce. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pesce scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Pesce applying the tag. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor strikes out. One out. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Higgins applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky misplays the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Conroy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Conroy. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Higgins scores. York moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Harris moves to second. Joe Dobson now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. York scores. Harris moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Ross now playing left field. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is called out on strikes. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Pesky trying to get to home. Ross throws the ball into Tebbets, who tags Pesky, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 1 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on York. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Conroy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Harris moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 2 in the game. Trux hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dobson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dobson scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesci moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-2 in the game. Conroy strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Buckland now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. York strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pesci bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Pesci moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pesci scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Lupien hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-3 in the game. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Bill Butland. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out. Tebbets moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-4 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pesci bunts towards the mound. Henshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Henshaw. DiMaggio scores. Pesci moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Red Sox, 5. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Conroy and he is safe. Harris steals second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Lupien bunts for an out with unknown description. Doerr moves to second. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor is walked intentionally. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Conroy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6. And Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.